Good morning.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
I'm also very pleased to have a translator with me. His name is Michael Lee.
很高興今早有弟兄在這裡和我翻譯。
So first, I just really want to thank so many people here because I feel very honored to be a part of South Vancouver Pacific Grace MB Church.
首先我很多謝大家,因為我體驗今早有這麼多弟兄姊妹的時候,令我很體會我是成為南溫哥華眾恩堂的一份子的一部分。And
I've tried my best to meet most of you, but if I still have not met you, please take me aside, talk to me, we can talk about how the Canucks are bad and how we love sushi.
我很努力去 跟大家打招呼,如果今天未有機會跟大家握手,聊過幾個話,一會兒大家捉住我,跟我聊天,我跟他們可以聊很多東西,包括打冰球,甚至乎吃sushi,都是我所喜歡說的東西。
I'm even more excited today because I get to preach for you today, and I hope that you instantly see that I love to preach.
我更加高興,就是因為今早我已經有機會跟大家去分享正道,希望大家知道原來我是很喜歡去講道的。
Today's message continues the theme of the church, which is Christ's love demonstrated in death.
今早容讓我和大家一起繼續去研讀大家這個教會的主題,就是講到基督的愛,代死的愛。
And of course the theme verse is, But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
當然我們更加是跟回教會的主題的經文,就是講到唯有基督在我們做罪人的時候,為我們死。
So let's just take this moment in prayer and before the word this morning.
好,容讓我們一起低頭去禱告。
Father, we just thank you.
阿爸父,多謝你。
Just be here with us and just guide us.
多謝你在我們中間去帶領著我們。
Let each of us just hear the word, Father.
幫我們父親去聽聞你自己的聲音。
Let it be the word that is spoken through me and nothing else.
容讓我們聽見的是你自己說話,除此以外別無其他。
We just pray all this in Jesus' most precious name.
我們奉主耶穌基督這個寶貴的名字來祈求。
Amen. Amen. Christ demonstrates His love in death.
基督他自己的愛是藉著死去顯明出來。
That is our theme first for today, but I also have a scripture passage that goes along with that theme that I think is very important.
這個既是我們今早想跟大家分享的主題,但我同時也有另一個經文跟大家一起分享的。
So if you have your Bibles here, I ask you to put your thumb exactly where Philippians chapter 2, 1-8 is.
如果大家有聖經的話,就請你揭去腓立比書第二章第一節開始,那你們就踢著那頁了。
But at your convenience, I bet they will put it back behind me.
我都相信大家會將大會會將呢個經文打喺個投影嗰度嘅。
Before I go into the scripture passage, I want to share a little story.
喺我開始同大家分享呢個經文之前，都同大家分享一個少少故事先。
It's a story about entitlement.
係關於呢我哋有呢個權力嘅問題。Or
specifically, the sense of entitlement.
特別係講到呢我哋好有呢個權擁有權力呢個感覺。Okay,
so one time I was having a Chinese family dinner.
有一次我記得我是同屋企去一個唐人餐廳食晚餐。
Very typical, lots of people, lots of food, 10-course meal.
大家都知道啦,好傳統嘅我哋呢,有個地方好多人啦,有好多好食嘅嘢啦,更加係食咗10道大餐添。
So at the end of the meal, there was this supposed to be a free dessert that our table was supposed to get.
大家都知道啦,食完嗰個豐富晚餐之後呢,就會奉送甜品嘅。
But apparently at the end of the meal, we have not received our free dessert.
但不知為何那一餐呢,那個侍應就沒有奉送甜品給我們。
And so my parents and my family, friends of the parents, they all got very angry and started asking for, where's our free dessert? Where's our free dessert?
那我的父母和他的朋友就不知為何就開始很怒氣,就開始說,為何沒有甜品吃的?快點來一個甜品啊!
I have not seen my parents like that ever.
我從來這麼大,沒見過我爸媽是這樣的。So
within 5 to 10 more minutes, the dessert came.
5至10分鐘之後,那個甜品就奉上了已經。
It was called, I think, Gui Fa Go.
那個相信你說得很好,那個叫Gui Fa Go其實。Now,
the thing is that when I thought that the dessert came, I thought that they would eat it right away.
那我當然很擔心,就想著他們一吃有東西來吃,當然會吃這個Gui Fa Go,是吧?
But actually, when the dessert came, they just kept talking and talking and talking.
但怎麽知道原來桂花糕上來之後,是他們繼續聊天的。And I
didn't see anyone eat it at all.
我也看不到任何人有興趣吃這個桂花糕。And
then we left, and then we didn't even touch it.
我們跟著走了,其實連碰都沒碰過。And
then I asked myself, how come they made such a big fuss about their free dessert?
我跟著就問自己,搞什麼啊?
And I know exactly why. They felt that they were entitled to have their free dessert, but they might not even like it.
咁我跟住就發現，原來佢哋好體會咧，其實佢哋係有呢個權利去擁有呢個嘅甜品，雖然其實佢哋唔需要食嘅。
This is a sense of entitlement.
呢個就係我所講嗰個要擁有權力嗰個嘅感覺啊。
Sometimes you don't even like it, but then you feel entitled to it, so you really, really want it.
你其實你唔需要嘅，不過你覺得呢個係我嘅權利嚟，咁我要有嘛。
Many people suffer from this sense of entitlement.
但其實我哋都睇見好多人咧，亦都喺呢個擁有權力呢個感受裏邊嗰份嘅掙扎。
They suffered in the Bible. They suffer it today.
喺聖經裏邊我哋睇見，喺今時今日嘅裏邊我哋都睇見。
That we always want something that we deserve, that we earn for.
我哋成日都要求我要擁有我努力爭取翻嚟嘅事情。
And if we aren't given that, we are just really upset.
如果我甩得唔到嘅話，我就要好唔開心啦。
So here is my question.
呢個就我今日要問嘅問題啦。
What does God deserve?
咁究竟神今日又配得乜嘢嘢
？What is God entitled to?
咁神今日佢又擁有嗰個權利有啲咩嘢咧
？Because if we can finally answer that question, we will finally understand how His death fully demonstrates His love.
所以如果我哋今日能夠明白呢個道理嘅話，我哋就更加幫我哋去體會到神嗰份嘅愛係何等嘅大。
So in the verses 1-4.
So, 我們回去看回第一節至第四節。
I'm just going to read this in English and it'll be translated in Chinese. It reads, Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in His Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others.
经文咁样讲，佢话：所以喺基督里边有什么嘅劝勉，爱心有什么嘅安慰，圣灵有什么嘅交通，心中有什么嘅慈悲，你就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样嘅心思，有一样嘅意念，使我嘅喜乐。可以满足，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮嘅荣耀，只要全心嘅谦卑，各人看别人比自己强，各人不要单顾自己嘅事，也要顾别人嘅事。
These words speak exactly to the type of attitude I was just talking about before.
呢个正正就系讲到，正话我讲嗰种嘅态度。
The sense of entitlement or the sense of only thinking for yourself.
好諗到你淨係自己諗到你自己要有啲咩權利。
For a lot of people, and sometimes even including me, I felt this way.
對於好多人嚟講，甚至連包括我自己在內都會有咁嘅感受。
But let's be very clear here.
但係讓我哋好清楚喺呢度睇見。
Is it reasonable for us to expect things that we work for?
所以問大家就係、是、我哋今日努力嘅嘢我哋係咪應該有權利去得到呢
Is it reasonable for us to expect things that we pay for?
我哋亦都要諗返我所付出嘅我係咪有權利去得返我要付出嘅嘢呢
Absolutely, it is.
當然係啦。
But I have to bring attention to how we react when we aren't given those things that we work for or if we haven't gotten those things that we deserve.
但我要提出嘅就係、是、如果當我哋唔得唔到我哋本來擁有嘅咁我哋嘅態度又係如何嘅呢
？In the story I just shared about my family dinner, they did not react very Christ-like.
當我哋諗翻正話，我分享嗰個故事嘅時候，講到我屋企人佢點樣去處理呢一個問題嘅時候，我會覺得佢哋其實唔係好係一個基督中心裏面嘅一個嘅反應。
So I want to share about the two dangers that a sense of entitlement can do to us.
所以我喺呢度想同大家分享係兩個咧，我哋有呢一個擁有權利呢一個嘅諗法嘅時候，嗰帶出嚟嘅已經係咩嘢
？So two possible dangers. The first one is this: we turn into very, very unthankful people.
第一樣嘢就係我哋成為一個不存感謝心嘅人。
If we see the world as if I do this, I will get that, or if I scratch your back and you, so you will scratch my back, we will forget that God is the one who really gives us everything.
第一樣要提出嘅就係、是、當我哋覺得我哋付出咗我要應該得著嘅我去服侍你你要服侍返我嘅時候我哋就好快要忘記咗我哋一切其實係從神嗰度而嚟。
Sometimes we can be so satisfied with our own abilities that when we do anything, who do we give the glory to? Myself.
是不是? 我们呢, 当你去付出了, 当你付出一切, 当你做了一切的时候, 我就很自然地想到就是, 谁得荣耀啊? 那个是我自己。
And that happens only when you always think, oh, because I worked for it, I get this, and therefore, I deserve it.
我们很快就想到, 因为我付出努力, 我努力去耕耘去做了这么多东西, 应该得着的那个就是我了。
We always forget that the ability to work and the ability to achieve, that is all still given by God.
但我们忘记了, 其实我们今天有能力去做, 我们有能力去得着任何东西, 个原因是, 是因为神赏赐我们有这个能力。
So that's the first danger, that we become very unthankful people.
这是我们第一个危机, 就是我们忘记了去全心去感谢。
This is the second danger.
接着这个是我们第二个危机。
We lose the sense of generosity.
我们很快就失去了那份慷慨的心怀。
If we live with this sense of entitlement, we think that everyone else must also live by this way.
当我很有这份感受, 我需要很有我的权利的时候, 我也很快就会体会到, 其实周围的人同样都是这样的生活。
We often say in our hearts, well, I worked for my money, therefore, you have to work for your money.
我们很容易就会想到就是, 我去为我的收入劳碌耕耘, 你, 同样都麻烦你要劳碌耕耘才好收入。
This is very common.
这是很正常的想法, 是吧?
I was like this too.
我也是这样的想法。
But is this what Christ will say?
但这个是不是基督他的想法呢?
Christ teaches us to be generous and be very charitable with our time and our money.
基督教我们的, 是教我们去很慷慨的, 去教我们去施予的, 去教我们去付出我们的时间和金钱的。
And when we have this sense of entitlement, it severely affects the teachings of Christ.
相反地, 我们却有这个权利感, 我们这个想法就正正和基督的教法正正完全背道而驰。
It affects how we see the homeless and how we are able to open up our lives to give them our time and money.
我们去面对着那些无家可归的人, 面对着那些没地方住的人, 面对着那些有需要的人的时候, 我们那个心是怎么想的?
Because I think maybe we think they're lazy, or maybe they don't deserve it, or they're not worth it.
或者我们会想到就是他们可能很懒惰, 他们不配有这些东西。
And it's not just the homeless, we might even think about that with our friends.
不单只是对着那些无家可归的人, 甚至乎对我们朋友都会这么想法。
Even with our family.
甚至乎对我们家人都会有这么想法。
It's very dangerous.
是一个很危险的想法。
We turn into very ungenerous people.
我们很快就转化成为一个完全没有慷慨心愿意施予的人的想法。
We lose a core teaching of what Christ has taught us to be.
我们很快就忘记了基督教我们那个核心的教学,教我们那个价值观。
So those are the two dangers of entitlement.
所以这个就是这个有权利感这个带出来的两个危机。
But what would Christ say?
但是基督怎么教我们?
Now, let's continue on from verses 5 to 8, and I'll read it again in English, and then we'll have it translated in Chinese.
我们回到第五节那里开始一起再看。
It's very powerful stuff.
是一个很有能力的信息。
It reads, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used for his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
圣经这样讲, 成为人的样式,有了人的样子,他就更加自己的谦卑,全心顺服,以至于死,且要死在十字架上。
So let me ask you all a question.
让我问大家一个问题。
What does Jesus deserve?
基督他配得的是什么呢?
What is Jesus entitled to?
基督他应该得着的权利有什么呢?
If Jesus was sitting right now in the back row, what would he say?
如果今日基督坐喺最后嗰行嗰度，你估佢今日佢会点样讲？
Jesus deserves royalty.
基督佢本身配得嘅就系嗰份嘅尊贵荣耀。
He deserves a kingdom.
佢配得嘅就系呢个天国。
He deserves humble servants to help him and serve him.
佢配得嘅就系一个谦卑嘅仆人去服侍佢。
Jesus is God.
因为基督本身佢就系神。
And as the kids would say, Jesus and God is bigger than anything.
正如一个小朋友都会讲，耶稣系乜嘢？耶稣就系比所有都更加大嘅嗰位。
The three wise men even knew this when he was a baby.
个三博士去到朝拜耶稣嘅时候，佢哋已经知道耶稣系边个。
They came to Christ and they gave him gifts that they would give to a king.
所以当到呢三博士嚟到去朝拜耶稣嘅时候，佢哋识得将到配得比皇帝嘅嘢送俾耶稣。
They gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
佢哋送俾耶稣嘅系黄金、乳香同没药。
And I often think, how come gold is always associated with majesty and royalty?
咁你甚至乎会问，点解凡系啲尊贵嘅人咧，就一定系同金有关
？And so I remember this time where I had gold analyzed by these appraisers.
我记得有一次咧，我拎住嚿金咧去嗰啲嘅估价员嗰度俾佢估价。
And of course, the people there need to make sure 100% that your gold is like gold.
咁當然佢哋嘅首要嘅工作就係拎住你個金嚟睇下，你嗰個金係咪真係純金真金啦
？Now there's a way to do that. They can hook up your gold to some electronic device.
咁佢有個方法喎，佢哋方法咧就係將佢駁落個電路嗰度。
But that is actually still very unreliable.
不過嗰個咧唔係一個最穩陣嘅方法。
But the way that this place did it was very very solid.
但係我去試過呢個地方咧，佢嗰個方法係真係好擔保嘅。
They took my piece of gold.
佢拎咗嗰嚿金啦
They put it onto this chopping block that was, I think, used for like cutting part chicken or duck.
咁咧，佢就拎咗嗰嚿金咧，將佢個砧板，就好似砧板咁切開佢嗰啲嘢。
And then they picked up this blowtorch that shoots out fire.
咁又拎住咧嗰支火槍對住佢。
At this point, I'm like, whoa, 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 what are you doing here?
咁其實我係最驚，我唔知佢搞乜啊！嗰嚿金將佢。
And they said, don't worry, if your gold is 100%, it'll just glow.And nothing else. It'll remain perfect.
咁佢哋就同我讲话，你唔使惊啊，你放心啦。如果你嗰个真金咧，当我烧嘅时候咧，佢只会发光嘅啫，冇嘢嘅。
And I was like, oh man, I'm actually kind of worried now. If it wasn't real, then okay. And I was kind of worried.
但其实咧，我心好惊嘅，因为我惊住万一嗰嚿唔系真金，唔知点算。
So he turned on this blowtorch and he went right at it for like 10 seconds.
咁跟住佢就开咗支枪射落去啦，射咗十秒钟唔系十秒钟。
10 seconds.And sure enough, the only thing that happened was this gold just started to glow very brightly.
好彩我金咧就真系越嚟越光啊，发光咁样真系啊。
And I was actually very amazed at that. I was so drawn in by the beauty, by the royalty of it, and by the perfection of this gold.
我睇住嘅时候简直觉得神奇啊！睇见嗰个金咁样个发光嘅时候，我突然间明白到呢一嚿金系何等嘅尊贵，何等嘅珍奇。
Perfection.
是完全的完美
is the gift of gods and of kings.
就是我们配得去给神去给王得有的那份 的礼物
This is what Jesus deserves.
这个就是基督配得的那份的礼物
We all know this.
我们个个都知道其实
We sing it all the time.
我们每次我们唱歌都唱到这件事的
But then really, what does Jesus do for us?
但我们想回基督为我们做了什么事呢
In verse 6, it says, He made himself nothing.
我们看到第六节里面他讲到基督放弃所有一切嘅嘢。
In verse 7 it says he made himself a servant.
甚至喺第七节里边，佢取了奴仆嘅形象。
In verse 8 he said he humbled himself and was obedient to death, even death on a cross.
第八节里边更加讲到，佢就自己全心嘅谦卑以致顺服，更加嘅系死喺十字架上。
Jesus could have been like my parents and said, "Hey, I deserve gold right now."
主耶稣可以好似我父母咁话。喂，等等先，其实我应该要配得一个金噶喎。
He could have said, wait, I just want to have servants right now and praise me.
喂，等阵间先，我应该要有个仆人嚟照顾我噶，而家呢下。
But he didn't do that.
但系基督冇咁样做。
He loved us so much that he put his entitlements aside. He laid aside his majesty.
但系基督爱我哋去到个地步，佢愿意放低佢自己所有嘅权利，佢可以拥有嘅一切。
And this is what we call grace.
这个就是我们所讲的恩典。
Grace is a funny word.
恩典是一个很有趣的名字。
It's a powerful word.
是一个很有能力的名字。
Grace is a part of the words in Christian language that we actually hear a lot, but we might not understand it fully.
甚至乎恩典这个字呢，我哋成日都听嘅咧，基督教嘅圈子里面成日听见，而且我哋都忘记咗佢嘅意思系啲咩嘢嘢。
It's lumped in with the other words like justice, mercy, and grace. Okay?
恩典这个字呢，同公正、公义、慈爱呢啲字成日走埋一齐嘅。
And I want to end off my sermon with just talking about these three words.
咁所以我今朝嘅早上喺我去完结我嘅讲座嘅时候，就用翻呢三个字去同大家去做一个完结。
Okay, so the three words, justice, mercy, and grace. What do they mean?
所以咧，我特别想同大家去讨论分享下，究竟公正、慈爱同埋恩典呢三个字嘅意思系咩嘢咧？
Speculate with me for a second that a 17-year-old son asked his mother, "Hi, mom, can I have your car?"
我想大家咧用幾分時間同我一齊去想像一下呢個情況啊！一個17歲嘅細路同佢阿媽講：媽咪，唔該你俾架車我得唔得啊？用一陣間啦。
And he says, "I will pay for the gas. I'll do the oil change. I'll even pay insurance."
我會負責入油嘅，我會負責保養嘅車，甚至乎連個保險我都會俾埋嘅。
He even says, if there are any accidents, I will pay for them.
甚至呢，年青人話：阿媽，如果撞咗車有啲咩事咧，我會搞掂，剩翻多架車翻嚟嘅，你放心啦。
And then after a very long time of thinking, the loving mother says, "Okay, you can have my car."
咁阿媽深思熟慮考慮咗一輪之後就話：阿仔冇問題，你攞架車去啦。
2 weeks later,
兩個禮拜之後
the son gets into a terrible car accident.
阿仔不幸地牽涉咗一個嘅好嚴重嘅車禍裏面。
Thankfully he is safe, nothing is wrong with him.
好彩阿仔冇事啊，行翻出嚟。
But the car has been destroyed.
不過架車就 write off 咗啦，冇咗啦。
Totaled.
Total 咗啦架車，即係冇曬啦完全。
So we're going to analyze those three words. How is justice demonstrated in this situation?
好啦，個問題就我想睇翻咧，究竟公正呢樣嘢喺呢個故事裏面點樣顯明出嚟？
Justice means that, of course, the son, because of what he said, he is now has to pay back his mom and buy a new car for his mom.
嗱，我記得我仔同阿媽講過嘅，所以如果我哋用公正嘅態度去睇嘅時候，咁即係阿仔而家咧要去買翻個新車俾翻阿媽，係咪啊？
That is justice, right?
呢個就係公正，係嘛？
How is mercy demonstrated in this?
咁喺慈愛咁，我哋喺度點樣睇得到咧？
Mercy means that the mother completely forgives the son of the accident, and there is no repercussions, there is no debt, there is just, it just happened, and now they will just go on life as if they are forgiven.
慈爱就会系阿妈知道发生呢件事情之后，就话俾阿仔知 ，okay， 冇事发生过，搞翻掂，当冇撞过车，乜都冇嘢，我哋继续如以前一样。
How is grace demonstrated in this?
當我哋睇恩典又點樣睇咧？
Now listen to me very carefully.
嗱，請大家留心聽我呢個嘅睇法。
Grace means that the mother would, of course, forgive the son on the car, remove any debts, but also buy another car and give it to the son.
慈愛嘅彰顯係乜嘢？就係阿媽。 唔單止唔需要阿仔去買嗰架車，當冇事發生過，當一切如常。恩典嘅意思就係阿媽買翻架車送俾阿仔。Jesus
died and we are sinners saved by grace.
我哋係罪人，基督佢嚟到世上，賜我哋呢個份恩典，以再能夠得救贖。We
were given our first life.
我哋本來有我哋第一個嘅生命。
We have totaled it.
我哋將佢毀壞咗。
We have sinned and we have destroyed it.
我哋犯罪，以致我哋嘅生命，原本嘅生命已經被毀壞。
And if it was through justice, of course we would die and we would not be with Christ.
如果用公義嘅睇法嚟講，我嘅生命已經完結咗。
If it was through mercy, then, okay, we are forgiven, but I think we're going to mess up again.
但如果我用一個慈愛嘅睇法嘅話，我嘅意思就係，如果我已經犯咗罪。 完咗，玩完咗，冇咗完结呢件事，我可以重新有一个新嘅生命。不过我可能会再衰过。
But grace, when we have messed up, when we have told our previous life, we are given a new life in Jesus.
恩典嘅意思系乜嘢？意思即系话我前嗰个生我已经玩完咗，但系神俾我重新嘅新嘅生命，更加担保话俾我知，我呢个新嘅生命系一个有意义，可以再活过去嘅生命。
That is just so powerful to me.
所以对于我来讲，这个是满有能力的信息。
Because I know if I totaled my mom's car, she would definitely not buy me a new car.
我知，因为我知道如果我撞了阿妈的车，我玩完了的。
Now I want to close off by saying this.
我在年纪的时候，我想跟大家这样分享。
There is absolutely no other religion that teaches this kind of teaching.
我知道世间没有其他的宗教会这样教我们。
Every other religion preaches that you have to do good works so that it outweighs your faults.
世间很多不同的宗教都会教我们，告诉他们，你要做你的善事、善德，以致你能够去胜过你做错了的事情。
The teachings of Christ are absolutely unique in this way.
但是基督的教导同这个是完全的相反。
That our faults are immediately erased just by having relationship with him.
当我们同神同基督重建关系的时候，我所有的过错一洗而空。
The theme is Christ's love is demonstrated in death. And I hope now we can fully understand what his death means to us.
我们的主题是讲到基督爱我们是一个代罪代死的爱。我希望今天大家明白到原来基督的爱是去到一个这样的深度。
A person who deserved everything gave it all away to die for us so that we could have everything.
基督他本来配得一切，但他却愿意放低这一切，以致我们能够得着这一切。
Let us be compelled by this love.
愿意我们今天就是被基督这份的爱去驱动我们。